let's see. Your family is from New Orleans?
Yes. Uh-huh. I was born and lowered here.
Uh-huh. Did you, when you were here, you wanted to start guitar because what brought you to that situation?
I noticed that it made me achieve being the center of attention.
Yes.
And, you know, it was like, wow, I'll get attention like this without hurting others or myself.
Uh-huh. And so do you think, I mean, you must have really had something going on to be able to just pick up a guitar and be getting attention.
Well, what happened was my brother got a guitar and I was forbidden to play it.
that story so much. That's
that. So, you know, I tell parents of young students, I said, if you want your child to succeed, forbid him to play guitar. And he might, you know.
Do you get a lot of young students these days?
Not a whole lot, you know. I have a 12-year-old kid, you know, at the moment. And then I got a couple of late teenagers. But most of people, you know, 20s and 30s and then older, you know. Mm-hmm.
So when you were Glenn, did it sort of take off really? Were you weren't play? I know you don't play in bands now. Was this a thing back then? Or were you
I play in the Twangorama thing, you know, and yeah. That's the only band I play in. And I played in Hot Strings with Hank Mackey, you
right,
know. But when I started doing the harp guitar thing, I just had to spend so much time with myself, just trying to get acquainted with.
When was that?
The first one was 83.
And what brought you, why did you decide to, the harp guitar, I mean, if it wasn't something you were already familiar with, how did you decide that you're going to get with this?
Well, it was a fantasy, and I wanted a guitar built for me with a seventh string, because I was a Lenny Bro fan, you know, and like he was my mentor, and I saw him in Nashville, and he recently got a seventh string with a high A, unlike most seventh strings. And there weren't many seventh strings in 1980, which is when I saw him there. So I got one just like he got, and it was it's a classical guitar. So I had that for a couple of years, and I said, I like this, but I want an electric guitar with a high A. I had to commission Jimmy Foster to make it. And I kept thinking about extra strings, some kind of way.
In case you went further.
Well, I was thinking.
Like shoes you needed to grow into.
I was thinking of the high register, right? Well, not frettable. I was thinking like harp strings, like a harp guitar. You know? But not, most harp guitars have the low register, like the old Gibsons. Right. So I wanted like the high register, like to continue the harmonics, you know, and get in that range. And I wasn't sure. It was a total experiment, you know. Didn't know how I was going to tune it, So I had to spend a lot of time with that.
How many years did it take you to get down to what you understand as your instrument with that now?
Like, what year are we in right now?
We're
I realized that, you know, I started creating a bunch of different tunings, but it was like impossible to tune up in between tunes, especially on a gig. You know, I couldn't be sitting there just, you need another harp guitar with a different tuning. So after about 4 years of this, I started practicing this this classical piece, Clair de Lune, and it was in the key of D flat, and I worked on it for so long and so hard that I just kept it, the harp strings in D flat, which are basically the black keys on the piano. So that's the way I look at the harp strings now.
Okay.
And about 1987 or 88, I started leaving it in that key and not changing the tunings. You know, I had all these extravagant tunings. They were great, but like I say, it was just not feasible to tune up that much, especially on a gig. You know, maybe you could do that in a studio or something, but it wasn't.
So that's pretty amazing. So now that means that you play in guitar in every position, and so this means that are you always conscious of what the relationship is of D flat to everything that's going on?
Well, there's a lot of common tones that, you know, is common to all kind of keys. Or if I'm playing in C and I'm doing the five chord and it's an altered chord, there's a dissonance right there that I want. Uh-huh. You know, I can do a D9 chord against that whole D flat zone and create a dissonance that you're not going to get unless you're playing a piano.
Right. So,
so it's polytonal.
Why do you think Lenny Bro went to the high A?
So he can play Bill Evans tunes. Well, he just had the vision. He wanted to get that melody. He wasn't interested in going on the low A and doing, you know, bass lines like George Van Effs and Bucky Pizzarelli at the time. And he just knew that he would get that melody and stay in the first position, and he'd get the melody that he couldn't get before. And it was genius. And I went with that. As soon as I saw that he had that guitar, I said, I got